Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go on to the Apple or Google stores, download our app, or, you know, something, sit in a chair. Go Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning our elections and attacking our democracy. The truth is that Devil Radio is the strongest, and the Shah, the strongest, clearest voice standing up for our democracy and the integrity of our elections. I'm going to quick finally respond to CJ, and I'm going to go right back to the lines. Don't hang up. A couple of things that CJ said about the supersonic missile from China. We launched the supersonic missile a long time ago, guys, okay? Truth of the matter is that technology, we are permitting Chinese scientists, people from jihadist cultures to come to MIT, Caltech, learn how to make nuclear weapons and weapons, and then go back and make them for use against us. That's got to stop. That's got to stop. That's not multiculturalism. That's stupidity. That's stupidity, and it's been going on under both administrations for a long time. When it comes to North Korea, you remember something. Donald Trump insulted Kim Jong-un, said he was a little rocket man. Kim Jong-un kidnapped Otto Wambier, University of Virginia student, tortured him, sent his body back to his parents. Trump did nothing, neither did crooked Mike Pompeo. Trump said he loved Kim Jong-un. He said Kim Jong-un said he knew nothing about it. Then Trump went to Hanoi, the site of the Vietnam War, where the North Vietnamese took over to humiliate Trump. Kim Jong-un took a train from North Korea through China down to Vietnam, a victory tour to humiliate Trump. Trump went over and met with him in Korea as well. The clown Trump has hurt us with North Korea. And you talk about Ukraine, we've already talked about it somewhat. Trump is on a video saying the people in Crimea want to be run by the Russians. Then Trump said, I'm going to withdraw us from NATO. Trump was a Russian agent. So let's be very clear about all this. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, a Dick of Madison?
I was going to talk about something else, but CJ spewing out what he spewed out, there's another glaring thing that he said that's just flat not true. The old adage that, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts. My son was in the Marine Corps until late November of 2018. He was stationed in Okinawa when Kim was lobbing shells across Japan. So he said that, you know, they weren't doing anything like this at all when Trump was president. Now, they were, and he kissed up to him and goes into this bromance with him where he's, you know, writing love letters and so on and so forth. But he's just flat out wrong that that was not going on under Trump. It most certainly was. Either that or my son was just lying to me about what was going on over there when he was there.
Yeah, you know, Dick, that, you know, what's really great is first-person testimony, and you just gave it. Your son is a Marine. I really respect that. And he was over there in Okinawa. And that's right. Back in 2017, 2018, Trump was president. And not only did Kim Jong-un lob missiles over Japan, but he also said he could lob them into Guam, which is our territory. We have a base in Guam. And Trump did nothing except suck up to him. Now, I mean, Japan, at some point, if China or Russia lobbed missiles over Japan, there would be a code red alert. Because Kim Jong-un is seen as an idiot and mentally ill and impotent and weak, and he's very, very careful never to do anything that actually would engage someone, people cut him a little slack for being a nut. However, you know, there are commercial airliners over Japan. You start lobbying missiles over in, say, New York City, how's that different from Tokyo? People fly into Tokyo. The problem with North Korea is that it has a land border with China. We could have bombed North Korea a long time ago out of existence. And if they were where, say, Madagascar is right now, or Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, we would have. You start bombing them when they have a land border with China. That's like China bombing Mexico. At some point, you're going to trigger a Chinese response. The other thing, there'd be millions of North Koreans swarming into China as refugees. China doesn't want it. And the North Korean capital and the DMZ, the North Korean capital and the DMZ are, what, 35 miles from the South Korea. It's very, very hard to bomb somebody, very, very hard to bomb somebody when they're that close to an ally. So we sit there, and we've made it quite clear. We have actually hacked into their missile system. So he's gone, some of his early launches, they're all, the generals are grinning. Suddenly the thing goes up 20 feet and falls apart. We've also published pictures of him that show that anytime we want, we can pick the guy off. He's standing there in public. So he's very careful. He's like, he's doing this, talk a little smack, little traff, whooshing a little. The problem with that is that if this thing starts to get out of control, we may have to do something, but we don't want Trump doing it, who sucked up to him. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. So thanks a lot, Dick. Very important first person testimony from your son. He was in Okinawa when Trump was president. Missiles were going over Japan, and anybody who says they weren't is simply incorrect. Your son obviously didn't lie. He was a good man, Marine in Okinawa. Well, talked about the Fulton County, Atlanta prosecutor who has asked the chief judge to convene a grand jury. In Fulton County, under the Georgia law, they're advisory grand juries. They don't indict, but they recommend criminal charges. That gives the DA cover to issue a criminal charge against Donald Trump for lying, calling up Raffensperger and extorting him and saying that he has to forge over 11,000 votes or there'll be criminal consequences, which was a lie. The criminal consequences would have been if he had done it. And Raffensperger said, look, I'm a Republican. Sure, he voted for Trump. But Georgia law, I'll follow Georgia law. Magnificent, absolutely magnificent. Well, now there's another wrinkle to all that. Ivanka Trump got a long letter from the January 6th committee asking her to cooperate with them. That is a predecessor to a subpoena. What they will do is a courtesy. They'll say, here's a list of documents we want, and we want you to come and testify. And if you want to do it voluntarily, that's great. We will give you that courtesy. This is the president's daughter, the former president's daughter. She immediately wrote back through her spokesperson to say something like, and I'm not kidding, this is almost a quotation, quote, I urged the violence to stop that day. I urged the violence to stop that day. That isn't what she was asked. Her sincerity, what other things she did, forget her public statement at the time. They want her documents and they want her testimony. She, among all people, is most knowledgeable about what Trump was doing that day and what he said. She had full access to the Oval Office and to the White House. That is where her father lived. She could walk into the Oval Office, walk right in. And she did. Said, you got to stop this. That's fine. Nobody said that she ginned this thing up. But the tough position she's in is if she lies, that's a criminal offense. She can take the fifth. If she doesn't show up, they will refer her for criminal contempt like Steve Bannon. And the idea of spending 2 years in jail for blowing off Congress and ignoring a subpoena is not something that she will relish. She's caught between a rock and a hard place. And this is very good. That's getting very, very close. Then there's Don Jr. and there's Donald Trump Sr. is the next one. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it again. I've said it before. You don't have to have perfection. People are either going to take the fifth or they're going to lie or they're going to evade the subpoena and try to litigate it until the Republicans take over. They think they will. Statistically, historically, maybe. I personally think we're going to do better than people think. But the fact is, if the Republicans ever got in, they're going to withdraw all these subpoenas. They're going to disband that committee, and they're going to say nothing happened, and the Democrats try to politicize it. Nobody died. Nobody was trampled to death. Nothing happened. Nothing to have, a bunch of fellas letting off a little steam. I don't think people are going to fall for that. Too many people have seen the video. Too many people have seen the video. They're not going to fall for it. But stand by for that kind of stupidity that's liable to be coming down the pike. Stand by for it. One piece of very good news. It's looking increasingly probable that Kyrsten Sinema will have a primary opponent who's a heavyweight and could very well win and hold the Arizona Senate seat for the Democrats. Kyrsten Sinema, along with Joe Manchin, stabbed the Democratic Party. Not only wouldn't vote for voting right, they wouldn't even let it go to the floor. They said we need bipartisanship. Somebody said to her, wait a minute, these repressive voting laws were not bipartisan. They were passed only by Republicans. She said, yeah, I know, but we have to be an example and get rid of them bipartisan. Well, why would the party that put them in agree to get rid of them? They already put them in. Ruben Gallego of Arizona, 7th Congressional District of Arizona, publicly said that he's being strongly supported, including by other senators. And he said, no, it's not Bernie Sanders. He didn't hang Bernie out. It's other Republican senators, not just a couple of them, urging him to run, will endorse him. Ruben Gallego grew up with a single mom in Chicago, born in the United States, American. Served in the Marines, went to Iraq in one of the toughest combat units over there, saw a lot of combat, got a scholarship to Harvard University. Very, very impressive guy. I've heard him speak. Very, very impressive guy. Ruben Gallego is now saying that he's being encouraged to run a primary against Kyrsten Sinema. He can beat Kyrsten Sinema. You cannot possibly let somebody like Kyrsten Sinema just tank voting rights on her own. And I think Ruben Gallego has a real shot at then holding the seat for the Democrats. Coming to a break, the lines are alive. Do not hang up. We're going to take a brief break, come back, and I'll get right to the lines. Lines open, 844-967-2789. Right back after the break.